Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Happy Halloween.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about what now? 20 owners sign my offers. What do I do next? It's amazing, Jill, how many people expect it, plan it, and then it happens and it's, oh my God.
Yeah, what just happened?
Awesome show today, actually. Hey, before we get started, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the Land Academy membership site. It's our free online community.
Awesome. All right. Dave asked, I have an accepted offer for another 40-acre parcel in, can I say the county?
Sure, if he wrote it in there.
He did. In Costilla, Colorado, at $100 an acre, plus 2 years of back taxes, putting me at roughly $4,300. $9,000 to $10,000 is a pretty quick cash resale
amount. That's why we're all here, Dave.
I'm kind of liking that. But it turns out this parcel has no road access. The seller did email me a copy of title assurance from when he bought the parcel in 92, guaranteeing an easement. So if it's not landlocked and there is a clear path to blade a road directly to the property, from what I can tell, my question is, how much would you reduce your offer by? I don't want to blade a road. I would rather buy cheaper and sell cheaper. I love this.
I do too. And this is a great question, great topic. And it's actually topical about what we're going to talk about in the meat of the show. Mm-hmm. So everything you did was obviously perfect.
Yeah.
You know, you chose right, scrubbed right, and got it out and got an offer back signed. And there's a couple of little issues with taxes and a blading situation, but this is all good.
Mm-hmm.
What I would do is I would probably call planning and zoning. And ask the name for two or three guys out there locally that blade roads, and I'd get a price. It's really a lot less expensive than you think if it's flat. Mm-hmm. And if the price is, I don't know, it can be as cheap as a dollar a mile, believe it or not.
Really,
it's so a couple really
hundred,
cheap.
Not even.
Maybe not anymore. Dollar
hundreds, but so just a couple $100 might do it.
Yeah, $500-$600 if it's flat and there's access and the whole thing. But I think you're approaching this correctly. I would ask for some money off. I would actually do a little flyover and record it in Google Earth and say, look, this is the problem. Mm-hmm. Use the guy's name right in the video. Say, hey, seller John, you know, this is the reason I'm asking you for $500 off.
Or yeah, make a video to show him basically why you're justifying your price.
Yes. And
we've
in
done
screen,
that.
We do it all mm-hmm. the time. An in screen video. You know, where you're recording talking in the computer. You've seen them on YouTube.
Share it with your wife. This is the deal.
So that's what I would do. I would act the actual road blading price. So if it ends up being $2,000-$4,000 to blade the road, and it very well could be now, my numbers could be a little bit older. I still would buy the property, but now that you know that it doesn't have any physical access but has legal access, you are obligated, and I really mean this truthfully, you are obligated to share it with your seller. So you mm-hmm. need to put that in the posting. Had you not dug in that far, and you really were unaware that there was no physical access, you wouldn't be obligated to disclose it. But I'm real serious about disclosure in this whole business, not just this point. You mm-hmm. need to disclose what you know.
Exactly.
Build your reputation.
Because you know what? Because what's the downside? Okay, what if you didn't disclose it? They come back to you and there's a problem. You know, you're going to have to fix it. You know, you want to be upfront and honest. That's the thing. Being upfront and honest, disclosing everything that you know, and you did a great job with your homework. It means that the person who buys it is the right person, and they have all their questions answered, and they know what they're buying. You know, like we joke about some of our properties. Like half of it was on a hill, and we just, you know, said there's a protective ridge, and it takes up this much of it. Blah 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And the guy who bought it loved it and is very very happy. He knew exactly. You know, I can build on this much, and this much is a hill.
Believe it or not, this is real hard for people. Even seasoned commercial real estate people don't believe this when I say it. There are tons of buyers out there that want property that has no access like this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they're doing out there. I don't care. But they love property that doesn't have access. So this is not a bad thing. Would I put it a big red banner on the internet posting when you go to sell it? That, oh, no access! Exclamation point. No.
No.
But down in the bulk of the the description, just say, look, I had a conversation with XYZ, and it looks to me like there's a situation here where it's got legal access, but no physical access. What an opportunity for the right person. And if you want to get crazy about it, copy, scan the title policy and attach it to your posting and say, hey, check it out. It's got title insurance.
Yep.
So I would do this deal all day. Wouldn't you, Jill?
Yeah, totally. That's sounds great. I'm in. Seriously.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on Land Academy's online community at landacademy.com. Yep. Today's show, what now? Question mark. 20 owners signed my offers. What do I do? This is the meat of the show. What a problem to have, Jill.
I know.
Hey, the reason that I brought this up, here's a little bit of background. And Jill's gonna actually answer the question after I'm done here. Like, what do you actually do when 20 people sign your offer and you only got about $300 in the bank and you don't...
Right.
So the reason that I came up with this topic is because it's very difficult to communicate to newer people in this business that if you follow all the steps, you will get signed offers back in your mailbox 2 or 3 weeks after you send all this stuff out. And it's hard to watch people who do everything right and this happens and they're not prepared. They didn't start the website. They didn't prepare for sales before they sought out the acquisitions. So that's really what I wanted to point out here. Most of our members, as smart as they are, just don't take that part of it seriously. They just want to get stuff out in the mail, see if it works, and then when it does, then backpedal. And it's hard. I kind of approach things like that, so it's hard for me to give advice, but there are several things, basic bare bones things that I think are really a good idea before you get some stuff in the mail. Get your website started. It's not expensive at all.
Mm-hmm.
Get your internet presence going because you want the people are going to, when you mail these offers out, they're going to look you up on the internet and see mm-hmm. if you're legit, see if you have a company.
They're going to check you out.
So
they might trace you. If you're in our world, they might trace you back to us. It's kind of funny and it really helps.
We have banners like certified Land Academy member. At the request of a lot of our members, we put together a bunch of graphics that you can put on your website. Our members put on their website to add more credibility.
Yeah. And they love it. It makes the buyers feel good.
So Jill, really what now? What do you do when 20 offers come in? You did everything right. What do you do? And let's say you did everything right. If the website's up, the whole thing, oh my gosh, I don't know how to close a deal. I went through this right at the beginning. What do you do?
Well, first thing, it's like what you said, a lot of it's just in your head. Answer the phone. You know, sometimes people are afraid. They're like, I don't know what to do. I mean, this is my first deal. I don't want to sound dumb. I don't want to sound like I don't know what I'm doing. Well, I mean, you got this. You can sit down and this is what I did in the beginning. And for our members, I share it. I have a little, like a cheat sheet of questions that I, ask the people, when I'm looking, they're calling me back. But like in this scenario, let's just say you sent out the offers. There was a box on there for them to sign it and accept your offer and send it back. So now you've got these in the mail. You're staring at them. Oh man, what do I do? And like Jack said, careful. Sometimes you might have 10 of them and you're looking at your budget going, I don't have that much money to buy all 10, but we have ways to work around that too.
Right.
So I would one by one, call them back, confirm all the details. First of all, don't spend a whole lot of time doing your due diligence yet because you want to just confirm it all. And make sure they're in and they really do agree to your price. And
that's a super important point.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure there's a real person at the other end of that signature mm-hmm. before you spend a lot of time and energy seeing if you want to buy the property.
Mm-hmm.
That initial phone call is super important. So
yep.
Good work.
Yep. Is everybody, this is seriously how I asked it. It's so funny. In a nice way, I say, is everybody alive and able to sign? And then we all kind of giggle and say, oh, yeah. Bert's in the other room. He's watching whatever. Okay, good. Kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But you need to make sure. You need to know what you're getting into before you spend all that time. So that's the first thing I do. Call them all back. Say I've got 10 and I reach 7 people. Or you started with 20. All right, Jack. So we started with 20. I called them back. I'm going to be real, real conservative here. So
20 is a real number. I know. That's how this came up.
That's what I'm trying to say. So I'm going to be conservative. So 20 came back. I called. I immediately got 10 of them on the phone. And I talked to the 10 of them. And they're all alive. And everybody's able to sign. And everything looks good, with them. Okay. Now I'm going to take those 10 and I'm going to go do my due diligence. Now I'm going to go back and look at the property. Mm-hmm. Like our question today. What is the access situation? Really, what are the, because we talk about the 4 A's, we haven't brought that up. Now's the time when you're looking at your 4 A's.
Yeah, this basically you want to see if you're going to buy the property. We cover mm-hmm. all this in detail, but this is a great place to go over it.
Mm-hmm. So what are the 4 A's you're looking for? Access, does it have access, legal and or physical? Affordability. Well, we know that because you sent out the mailer. You checked off affordability, and they agreed on your price.
You put a price there anyway,
so you
right?
know. Attribute.
Yep.
Does it have some great attribute? Is there something great? Wow, look at, oh, I had no idea. It's next to that ranch, or gosh, look at that stable there. I look what those people did. That's really cool.
Or legal or access, beautiful. But no physical access.
We covered that.
Create your own.
Oh, yeah, access, create your own.
That could be an attribute, is my point.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Got it. Yeah, create your own. That could be an attribute. And then the last is acreage. Again, you already covered that because you did the mailer. You only mailed out the 5-acre properties or the 40-acre properties, whatever it is this mailer is. So you're looking for those. So now you've done your due diligence. Okay, now you maybe weeded your 10 down to 5 that you really, really like. You know what? And I'm going to line them up. I'm going to put them 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 and close the deals.
Yep.
And that's really it. Buy them. And as you're buying them, by the way, when you did your due diligence now, this is Jack's... one of Jack's greatest tips to save you time, as you're pulling up those properties and you're looking at maps and you're looking at the documents and everything, you better be saving all that stuff. So when you go back to do your homework, your engineering and your create your posting to sell them, you already have a lot of the stuff right there. You don't want to go back and go, all right, where were the coordinates on that one again? And where were the photos I looked at on that one again? You want to save them all along, whether or not you're going to use them down the road. Save them.
Take some screenshots. Yeah, take some screenshots as you go. Exactly. On a Mac, the software comes with it. We use in our PC world, we use a program called Snagit, which is very inexpensive, but it's incredibly effective.
Mm-hmm. So yep. So save all that, and then go buy them, and that's it. And I'm not going to go into a whole lot of detail now. I mean, which is basically, you know, you're doing this from another state or another country. I just wrote a blog about that last week about, you know, doing this internationally. And I got to tell you, Jack, I had some great feedback. I had a guy wrote me right back like, Jill, I'm doing it from an RV. I'm like, see, there you go.
I think you said a note.
People think it's crazy, but it's not.
I got a question about doing it from China.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah.
You can do it from China. So you sure can.
So since I brought it up, let's one last point here. What do you do? Because I get this question a lot. I'm going to ask you, or I'll answer it if you want. If you just, let's say you've slated $5,000, you move $5,000 around in your life, you expected to get one or two offers out on your mailer, but you got 20 back. What do you do?
Rich
people problems. That's what
these are. Yeah, rich people problems. You got a couple options. One is queue them up. Hey, look, Mr. Smith, I really want your property, but I'm out of cash. You know, and can we do this next month? Are you in a hurry? One. Two, hey, Mr. Smith, I'm down to this much cash. I can give you this now or this next month. Three, I can do an option. Hey, Mr. Smith, I'm out of cash. Let me, if you're okay with this, let me have you sign this agreement, this option agreement to buy at this price in 90 days. And let me work on getting the cash to you. And what you're going to do is now you sign an option agreement. You're going to go out and try to sell it, basically. And that will give you the cash to go buy it.
Yeah. So if you do three optioning, mm-hmm. it's a great way to know money in real estate investing. You really need to have a bunch of established credibility on the internet. Mm-hmm. You have to have a website. Your picture's got to be on there. Maybe include your family members or your wife or whatever makes you look good and look honest. And we're going to assume that you are good and honest. If you're not, you can turn the radio off or turn your computer off right
now. That's right.
So because on the onset of it, it can sound a little sneaky. You know, people in my generation, I'm a little bit older.
That's a good point.
Dual escrow was a really bad word for a really long time. It's now back in fashion. Optioning and dual escrow are synonymous. They're the mm-hmm. same thing. But for a very long time, escrow companies wouldn't allow it. It's right. back in fashion now.
Now it's cool.
Yeah.
Now it's what the cool kids are doing.
But I'll tell you, if you get a seller that's my age or older, they're going to, that remembers the problems that in their late 80s and early 90s. With I don't want to get into it, but I'm just establish some credit. Do yourself a favor. Make sure you're on social media and get on the computer and establish some credibility.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And use us to do it if you need to.
Yeah, totally. So you're right. That's a good point with an option. So make sure they can look you up and you're legitimate, and then they're going to feel very comfortable signing that. So.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You've heard it a million times by now. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Good show, Jill.
I wish I could have had a good scary Halloween. Do you have a scary? I don't have one.
I could probably put one in. Oh, like in my body?
Yeah, in your body.
No, I don't have.
Oh, that. You don't have a scary. Uh-uh. You have a scary laugh. You have a scary look. I've seen that one.
It comes from being a dad.
Woo!
Dads have.
I hate that look. Dads man. Have.
Yeah, it's out of survival mode.
You make me shake in my shoes when you give that scary look.
Never to you. You're a bystander.
Oh, never to me.
The kids get it. I developed it as a coaching soccer for toddlers. Because they
does it work with toddlers? Oh, do they get it?
Gosh, yeah. Okay. It brings them to tears.
Oh,
other people's kids.
You want to make toddlers cry.
Sometimes other people's kids have never been disciplined at all.
Oh gosh.
And so then they get on the soccer field and I have never ever in my life had a parent come back and say, "You know what? I think you're being a little hard on my kid." Every single time they're like, "Thank you so much."
Exactly.
This just doesn't happen enough.
It's hilarious. I wonder how many people saw our Halloween thing recently on our Facebook thing. Sorry if we scared anybody. If you have any little kids, don't show them that photo. Jack got excited with blood.
Jill and I dressed up as Jack and Jill, of course. We do every year. And this year it was Jack and Jill murder.
It's like our eyes were bleeding. It was hilarious.
And so we went to a couple parties and there were multiple people who said, "I'm sorry, I just can't talk to you guys any longer because blood makes me queasy." It looked real.
It did. It was good. That was fun.
What's next year, do you think?
I don't know.
Jack and Jill what?
I don't know. Zombie. Ah. Jack and Jill zombie could be kind of cool. I like that. Have a safe Halloween. Everybody.
Yeah, perfect. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.